This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's a Friday, which means it's time to catch up with John Letts. John, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. Had a quite an interesting week, and a lot of things have hopped up in the last week or so. Wyala is very important to us at the moment. Any resolution, any word on Wyala yet?
Because not just yet. Going by what Sanjeev Gupta has provided, statements provided to the local council, they've got avenues. They're very close to finding refinancing options, which is very good news indeed. And of course, Wyala is a favourite spot for a possible hydrogen hub as well. So there will be stuff going on in Wyala, hopefully, and the steelworks. There's a lot of confidence there that it will be continuing in its, in its capacity.
Yeah, for sure. Jordan, you're a football umpire. You umpire football.
Yes.
What about some of the excuses when they lose? Do you reckon they've got an excuse book? I was sore, I shouldn't have played. But if they win, they're never sore or they shouldn't have played. When they lose, why is it when they lose, they've got more excuses than what us jockeys had?
Well, I mean, if you lose, you need to come up with some sort of reason. You can't just say, well, I guess we just sucked. So you got to come up with any other reason, I guess, to justify why you didn't pull off the win. And then when you do win, you're magic, you're golden, everything worked.
Exactly, and if you lose, we come up with an excuse, and if you win, you're a star, aren't you? But you never ever admit that you weren't good enough. When the day you say you're sore, you just weren't good enough or you're outplayed.
Well, I guess what was the excuse then, John, back in 2007 with the Port Adelaide Geelong Grand Final? 119 points.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
just weren't good enough.
No excuses, was there?
No.
And they couldn't all come off with, say, I'm sore, unless you got 18 of them that are sore.
Yeah, I think the only one that could probably say he was sore was Justin Westhoff. I'm pretty sure he had his head bandaged by the end of that game.
Yeah, for sure. Now, just a couple of little things, Jordan. Driverless cars, hopefully they were, well, not hopefully in my opinion, I think it's just a waste of time and money. Driverless cars, 2 killed in America this week with driverless cars. Now, how lazy are we getting, Jordan, that we don't want to drive our own cars? How lazy are we getting? Driverless cars, I think they're a danger. I don't think they'll ever come in.
Yeah, the technology needs a lot of work. And from the conversations I've had around it, it seems like driverless cars need to be in cities that are purpose-built for driverless cars, because otherwise there's too many random factors that get in the way and it just creates a lot of danger. So I don't know what these people were doing. Apparently there wasn't anyone in the driver's seat this car was going. So, and the technology isn't even there yet for that to be a possibility. So I don't know what those people were doing in their car.
Well, I brought it up on the program before last season about driverless cars. What if it's speeding? Who do you find? The cop pulls over.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I guess it would be the registered owner of the car, but who's making the decision to speed? The car really, I don't think it would be speeding unless, some sort of technical glitch.
I think it's a load of junk. I think that guy on the TV got it right yesterday. He said, this is at least 10 years away if it ever happens. And I don't think it will ever happen because I don't think we should be that lazy that we're too lazy to drive our own car. Okay, now what about the car race, the V8?
Mm.
Are you a rev head?
No, I can't say I am.
Nor am I.
But, I can understand why. There are people who are big fans of it getting frustrated that the V8 supercars aren't going ahead in Adelaide anymore. But, I guess we got tail and bend, so you're getting your fix somewhere, just not in the city.
Well, I agree with you exactly there, Jordan. You've got tail and bend, and why not keep it out of the city? There's a lot of people, they say, every year, and it's the same as with sporting events. You say, they always say, there was 20,000 there, and if you were actually to count them, there'd be 15 or 10. But now the car racing, they say, it brings in $40, $50 million in that week. Well, most of those people that actually go to the car racing are from interstate.
Mm.
Most of them, and every year the statistics prove that. And yet we've got people here in Adelaide complaining about not having it. Well, I know some people that live out where the cars go past. And I don't think you'd like to live there, that's for sure. Now, we'll just get on to Lockie Jones. And I know this is a sore point with you and I this morning. It's our defender down at Port Adelaide, his ankle problems. Only played 2 games, but what a great future he's got.
Yeah, I know, and I hope he recovers quickly because just his presence on field for the last 2 games, his first 2 games for the club, has been spectacular. And I know there's a lot of people in his hometown, home patch of the York Peninsula, are very proud of what he's been doing so far as well.
Yeah, and just the last one quickly, very quickly. Flights from high-risk countries, India especially, were slashed yesterday, but not all of them. Yesterday, there were 314,835 cases reported of COVID in a day. How many weren't reported? And what's your thoughts on we have to restrict these. And why not get them tested before? Well, Stephen Marshall wanted to, and everyone held him down. And Stephen Marshall was right. And looking at Scott Morrison, there was a delay on the vaccine panic and vaccine distribution. And it's proved that Scott Morrison was right, because there are some doubts on some of them. So some people out there would think themselves lucky there was a bit of a delay on it, don't you reckon?
No, yeah, I'm not too sure about vaccine delays, because there's all sorts of factors involved with that, and yeah, just as well with the AstraZeneca, because of the anxieties around blood clotting. But as far as international flights go, you know, the people we're bringing back, it's people who are residents of Australia, and they do deserve to come home. And it's been a whole year now since the pandemic, and you know, it's just an expensive process to be stuck internationally, and then also come home and have to quarantine and pay for your quarantine time as well. So it's a very unfortunate situation, even, you know, with or without flights.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate if we get it here, because it looks like we're on the way to it with about 20 or 30 cases yesterday here in South Australia. And I mean, we're just asking for trouble, I think. Why not give them a fortnight over there, or 2 weeks over there, inoculate them and test them, and then let them come back into Australia? We just need to let them get on a plane, come here. When they get here, they're into the airport and they're hugging and kissing. You've seen it. They're hugging and kissing before they even go into lockdown, don't they? And I mean, that's the risk. I was at the airport last week, and people are there just, you know, we've just got so complacent about this, Jordan. It's just, you know, it's gonna happen that people are going to say, well, we deserved it because we didn't take the precaution. But we've got the health minister, and we've got Stephen Marshall trying to put a hold on this. But the public, is football more important than our health? Because have a look at what they're going to do next week. Well, I mean, it's our team, yours and my team. But I mean, I don't care if they have 10 people there, but they're talking about 50,000. They're just looking faith in the face, I reckon.
And I think, well, Port Adelaide, the biggest crowd they've had at a home game before was 37,000, so it's not even... Yeah. I mean, it probably might not even be that big of an issue unless everyone's deciding to, well, we may as well make the most of this and everyone turn up to the footy today.
Yeah, and let everyone get the virus and we'll all be in the same boat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if we're all sick, we can all go wherever we want.
Now, just before I get into the racing, just last week, Jordan, there was a terrific article in the Weekend written by, I don't know who the journalist was, but a terrific article about one of our wonderful, the women in sport in Australia is Dawn Fraser. And can you believe this? In the space of 2 years, she's gone from having the celebrity wedding of a national hero of being to a single mum and a little income. She couldn't swim competitively because a 10-year ban slapped on her after Tokyo. The ban, because she actually stole the flag. She got 10 years for that. Now, well, you know what happened after that, Jordan? It's a wonderful story. Just if you get it from last week's Weekend in the middle of the paper, just have a look at it and read it. And they took the flag went up for auction, went up under hammer for auction. It went for $52,000 at a charity function, and the bidder turned out to be Kerry Packer, who walked over to Dawn Fraser's daughter, threw the flag on the table and said, "Now stop your bloody crying. Here it is." You know, wasn't that great of Kerry Packer to do that? You know, for an Australian icon, but 10 years, Jordan, you don't get that now. You put $1,000 fine on them now, don't you?
John, sorry to cut you off there, but we are running out of time, so we should probably get to the horse racing.
Okay, we will now, mate. Okay, in the first, I like in Adelaide, race one, number six, Fall on the Star, is about $2. Race two, number six, Soul Obsession. There's a few sixes here today. Race three, I like a Quinella here. Race three, number one, Maritana, or 12, Blue Ocean. Just a Quinella, 1 and 12 in race three. Race four, number eight, I like He's a Bolter. Race five, number three, Devonair Boy. Race six, number six, Anna Visto. Race seven, number two, Ground Swell. Race eight, number six, Cloudy, and the horse owned by Tony Santick, Isles of Avalon of Maccabi Diva fame. It ran a very good race the other day, but I like in race eight, number six, Cloudy and Isles of Avalon as a Quinella. Race 9, I like number 5. Deep Strike, a pure few Quinellas in here for tomorrow. And number 1, Royal Mile, race 9, number 5 and 1. Caulfield, race 1, I like number 1, Bandoola Lass to beat number 3, Gimme Par. I think that's a Quinella race. One's $8, one's $2. Race 2, I like number 1, Pride of Jenny, $4. Race 3, I've gone for a few roughies over there tomorrow, Jordan. Race 3, number 5, I like Laundy. It's about $15. Race 4, number 9, Clark. Race 5, number 1, Immortal Love, is about $8. Race 6, number 1, Alpha Oro, is $4. Race 7, number 4, Mahamedes, is $3. Race 8, number 5, Missile Mantra, is $5. In the last, I like number 9, which is number 11, Legend of Zorro, and number 5, as a Quinella in that race 9, 11, and 5. I won't go back through them again because we're short of time, but and I'll speak to you next week.
No worries. Thank you very much, John. Talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Jordan. Okay.
That was John Letts, my horse racing expert on your Classic It's Breakfast.